That was the only cold open I have, by the way.
Pretty close.
I'm so disgusted. I refuse to even give one. That's how disgusted I am with your behavior. Only bringing one. You know we need four. If you only bring one, then what if everyone did exactly what you did? Huh? Did you ever think of that, Corey? Would be?
Instead of Matt bringing average 2.5, Corey 1.5, Ben 0.5, and Grant 0.
Yes! That's the average. It's been working for over 300 episodes, Matt.
Guys, I feel like this is like a trapdoor spider situation, because if we are asked to edit an episode, the numbers are not on our side.
They're not. Look, Matt's done an entire episode of just cold opens. He's like, I have so many cold opens. Oh, this thing happened to me back in October. I'm just now getting to it. And my notes of cold opens. Am I supposed to get in the way of that?
I thought you were going to say Matt's done an entire episode of jokes I didn't find funny.
he's done many of those.
Ben, just one?
You don't have to try to do that, Ben.
Obviously, Ben doesn't listen to all the episodes, which I can't blame him for, but
who does?
Not for everyone.
What are we at, 200?
That's wrong now.
Max?
I think we're just getting over 100 now, I think.
Yeah.
I do have, I had a friend who was listening to our sister podcast, the Dick's Rap Hits podcast. Mm-hmm. And
it's a girl
podcast.
On that
sister podcast, you know, there's some synergy on that podcast. I was touting, the Free Legal Advice podcast. Anyways,
I have heard him say that on that podcast.
Told me recently. He's like, oh, so I started listening to your podcast with your brothers, and I was like, oh, that's cool. He's like, yep, started at episode one. I was like, oh, whoa, no, wait, what? No, I wouldn't say anything under 100. Maybe even anything under like 150 or so.
There's good ones every now and again.
Yeah,
I wouldn't start at episode one.
No.
I would not start at episode one.
There's plenty of good episodes that have two digits in them, but, you know.
Sure.
I tell you what.
Episode one.
If we could go back and do it again, I would make our first episode an entire episode about, like, wrong, guys, this is not the one to be listening to. Trust me, it gets better. Like a bullying campaign. It gets better. But not here. Not like this.
Our early episodes only make sense if you heard our interstitial comments on the Tracy Ullman show first. You think, hey, they're working on something here.
Then it makes sense.
Yeah. Picks up
and
season
they
two.
They weren't very
three.
Good, actually. The interstitial comments on the Tracy Ullman show, they were actually pretty shitty.
Yeah.
It's kind of amazing we've lasted as long, given that's where we started. But
the first episode is like, hey, kids, would you like to go out for dry, salty crackers?
God, we had our finger on the pulse. Had the finger on the pulse.
But
back
here
then.
We are, 300 some episodes in, and we're just telling jokes that only us get.
Hey, Matt.
No one else is going to get that.
Still works. Hey,
a guaranteed 2 to 3 laughs out of the 2 to 3 people that subscribe weekly. All right, I'm pretty sure it's not Ben. We figured out it's not Ben, but you're making at least Grant and yourself happy. Members of Little Captain Travis, that's our name for you, the listening audience. And a special welcome to members of our super secret Double Diamond fan club, the Hoggies. For members of our super secret fan club, set your decoder episodes to Grant, but with a twist. Because this week, we're shamelessly stealing Grant's idea for an episode. Little Captain Travis, it's buried in the
I've
episodes.
I've done it many times. Mostly they've been Corey episodes.
It's hard to come up with an episode. It really is. And I believe it was Picasso who said, a good artist borrows, a great artist steals. Wise words. I said them.
He did that Starry Night painting, right?
But the trick is,
he just
who
wrote
do you
Picasso
steal?
Over
Mine. The trick is, who are you going to steal from? Like, where do you steal? Like, if you have a clever eye, you can find it. I'm an avid reader. You guys know this about me. I'm always reading.
audiobooks. Hoovering up them words.
Right. It's either audiobooks, spoken word recordings, audio dramas, books on tape, books on cassette, books on CD, phonograph recordings of books, and recordings of readings of books being read aloud. And of course...
Streeters ranting on street corners.
And last but not least, I love reading podcast episode flavor text.
I have seen, Corey, I've seen your edgy canvas tote that says book slut. I have seen it. I know all about you.
Book slut, and it's got a pair of headphones on there for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah. A big line through.
Well, that's how books work, right?
Yeah, that's what a book is.
They're audiobooks, of course.
Oh, and but, it's not big enough to, you couldn't fit a book in that tote bag.
No.
Thank you. Maybe an SD card. But see, here's the thing. Lil Cap and Travis, you know we got the laughs here. You know we're funny on the socials. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys quite understand just how hilarious Grant's episode flavor text is. And I came across this line in his recent flavor text. This particular gimmick, however, I think could actually be an entire podcast series by itself. So I'm sad to say this will be the only time we do it, unless one of my genius brothers steals this idea, puts a tiny twist on it, and uses it for a future episode. Hint, hint. Now, the first hint came to me when Grant said hint.
I mean, I can't prove that you're wrong on that, Corey, because I don't read the flavor text. I actually don't listen to the podcast either, but like I don't read them. So as far as I know, Grant may have actually written that.
Well, that alone is not enough to like justify stealing an idea for online content. Come on, people, you have to have a little morals in this.
Yeah.
Not online. No, not online.
So I took this to the top brass. You guys know how I you guys know how I play pickleball with the top brass every Wednesday.
I know you do.
Pickleball.
More like beat them in pickleball every Wednesday, am I right? So I was like,
they're in wheelchairs.
I was like, level with me. Top brass. Confide in me. Enlighten me, top brass. What's with all the Mount Rushmore? Oh, by the way, listeners at home, I was beating them at pickleball in between each of those questions.
You'll get the next word of my question after the next point.
So they said, you know, hey, these orders come from upstairs.
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit.
Whoa. Upstairs of the top brass? I didn't even know there was an upstairs.
Oh. As far as I knew.
This is great.
I thought it stopped at the board of directors from the Bureau of Upstairs. No, it turns out there's actually an upstairs.
Get the fuck out of here.
And you know what, guys? Like I said, I'm not just going to steal content ideas willy-nilly. So I went on a vision quest. And after a lot of searching and a lot of drugs, I remembered that we built that giant artificial intelligence computer inside Mount Rushmore. And I remembered that we trained it on the welcome information video film about welcoming you to Mount Rushmore. And so I went and I asked the big AI, and it said, we're so close. It kept telling me, we're so close, just a few more Mount Rushmores. It says, we've almost licked the problem. This was all on like a green computer screen, like black, like old-timey CRT.
Terminal.
Yeah, thank you. And it said, like, for real, we've almost licked this problem. You guys are showing some real gumption, but the problem is I'm a supercomputer and I have figured out all the Mount Rushmores. I need a little spice. I need a little wackiness. We got to random it up a little bit. And so in order to random it up, they gave me a series of tasks to perform during our Mount Rushmore creation game. I will unleash them as we go. But while I'm running this game, this is new to me. It feels weird. Trust me. I don't like this any more than you guys do.
And I don't.
That'd right. be hard.
So for the remainder of this episode, I'm afraid, Grant, you're going to have to be the new Corey. So, right. There is a survival kit content.
I mean, it is technically a promotion. I was hoping to get Matt, or at least Ben.
Yeah. So do me a favor, though. No way. Just do me a favor. Here's some apples and some weed, and try to bump your desk as often as you can while you talk over anyone, even when there's no delay. All right. Guys, we got to start off with a Mount Rushmore. And I asked the three of you to name the Mount Rushmore for our starting point. The Mount Rushmore, what four people do you think I think are on Mount Rushmore?
Okay.
Sherlock Holmes.
Is Nintendo a character, or is that like our...
Sherlock Holmes.
Samus.
Sherlock Holmes, Samus.
I have a previous four written down, and we'll see how close we get, and that's how we will determine who will go on to the next episode.
Surely, Samus is on there for all sure. All four are handles from League of Legends, right? Like that Corey texts us about that never seemed to make sense, and I just go, oh, he must be talking about that game.
Stradle is going down the middle lane again, and it's like,
Stradle's a jungler, you idiot.
Stradle. Oh, damn it.
Duh.
Oh, Lawrence Taylor. He's going to put LT up there.
I think Sherlock Holmes, Samus, lane, and LT.
There you go, the big four. Nailed it.
I mean, we can thrash this out as that's my suggestion.
Now, so you guys are coming up with Samus, Sherlock Holmes, the middle lane,
specifically,
and LT.
Lawrence Taylor, yes.
LT himself.
He hasn't even said it, and I don't get it. Well, okay, so your first task, gentlemen, as we shove off of shore onto this starless sea that we're about to sail.
It's an amazing metaphor chain. It's a Mobius strip of metaphor.
Wait a minute. We're blasting this Mountain Rushmore out to sea?
And it's like it's space, but somehow it's the ocean. So
there's underwater mountains,
you know,
all I'm going to say,
Matt. I was
there.
I was in the North or South Dakota and seeing that monument, and I said, that bitch is seaworthy. That's the first thing that I said.
Bottom one.
Yep.
Bottom one, I mean, yeah.
When I was in South Dakota. That's how I knew. It could go north all the way up into
It's so tall, you thought it was in North Dakota.
Let's see how much water this Rushmore holds. Because you guys have Samus, Sherlock Holmes, the middle lane, and Lawrence Taylor up against the four that I had previously picked, Washington, Lincoln, Akbar, and Nugent. It is your job to determine...
Was that Time Magazine's sexiest men, or what were you going for there?
Presidents on Mount Rushmore.
Okay.
These are the presidents I think are on Mount Rushmore.
I still think we're right.
Right. So I'm saying of the eight that we've just mentioned, where's the crossover of what are the two that are closest? Washington and Samus, Lincoln and Sherlock.
What was closest on ours to Corey's list?
Whichever two of these got closest is how we're jumping off
into
the next one.
Name your list again, please.
My list was Washington, Lincoln, Akbar, and Nugent.
Oh, Lincoln and LT are pretty close.
They've got beards.
Lawrence Taylor's famous for his Grizzly Adams beard. Lincoln, famous wrestler. I mean, that's sort of like playing football.
Yeah, right. Both of them are badasses in some way.
Mm-hmm. LT split a rail or two, right?
I don't want to be naked in a dark alley with either of them.
Yeah, both of them you frequently kind of picture shirtless and muscly and just, you know, hewing logs, you know? That's kind of what I... You know,
they both have very famous headwear.
Yeah.
Famous and specific headwear.
Both of them wore a neck roll. They played in the era where...
I mean, they called it a rough back then,
Both of them were linebackers for the Giants.
They were both... Well, Lincoln played for the Chargers.
This is when we tell Corey he's a football player.
Lincoln stopped the secession with the help of his neck roll, in case, you know, it was a lot of tremendous strain on his hip.
If only he'd been wearing the neck roll, it could have protected him from that fatal bullet.
Yeah, it's the snap back that got him.
It is.
It wasn't the bullet in the brain. It wasn't the
ballistic projectile through the brain matter. It was actually the snapback.
So the closest of these two orbits, Lincoln and Lawrence Taylor, are the two that will go on to your next round. And you guys have already started it. What is the commonality between Lawrence Taylor and Lincoln?
Powerful men with an L in their...
Men that you just picture with their shirt off and muscly, and, you know, you kind of just... think about him a lot. Sometimes even just during the day, they pop into your head and you think, man, that guy has just got a real muscly look.
So, Corey, are you saying that we have already picked the topic?
No. What I'm saying is you have picked the two, Lawrence Taylor and Lincoln. We need two more. Right. I'm going to enter our answers into that black and green terminal display, and we'll see what it tells us to do each time.
Gotcha.
Well, you got Bill Parcells, obviously.
I already wrote Lincoln and Lawrence Taylor. I spelled Taylor wrong.
Liz Taylor.
What to- what
an L.
What was the general topic Lincoln you were going for? Sweaty
people
men.
People that whose name starts with L. And L
can
or
we
Taylor.
Chain them together.
We can, and then we can do the... We can do like a signature headwear, right? Because you got the stovepipe hat, you got the football helmet.
Jamiroquai.
Mm-hmm.
The Pope and Jamiroquai.
The Pope and Jamiroquai.
Pope?
All right. Let's not overcomplicate this. The Pope, Jamiroquai, Abraham
Pope
Lincoln,
Jamiroquai.
Lawrence Taylor.
Jamiroquai.
Let's make sure it's distinctly when he was not Pope.
Yeah, but this is before then or after.
When he
but
had that fuzzy mitre that he wore.
Uh-huh. When Pope Jamiroquai gets picked, not only does the smoke come out, but also the black goo on the floor. Reference to his music video and how cardinals pick a pope. All right, so we have Lawrence Taylor, Lincoln, the Pope, and Jamiroquai as...
Mm-hmm. The big four.
The big four of
signature
noticeable headwear.
Headwear.
Signature headwear. Yes. I've entered this into our Mount Rushmore computer, and I've been told
beep, boop, beep, boop, boop.
It says we are to perform the action we are to perform is Mount Rushmore reverse, Slowmore Valley. Come up with the opposite in every way of the four you just created, and tell me what the topic is.
Hmm.
Okay.
Well, you got
JFK
John Wilkes
has
Booth.
No head.
JFK has no head.
Okay.
You know,
well,
it was blown off.
No, but he's a lot alike because they both got their brains blown out.
Okay.
Someone who got their brains blown in. Frankenstein.
All right.
Frankenstein. And I will not say Frankenstein's monster. I will say Frankenstein, damn it.
I'm writing Frankenstein's monster, but I won't say the M word.
Grant, that's a great topic, but I think we'd have trouble rounding out that group. How about
we can
how
have
about,
trouble anything?
Well, no, aren't we just doing the opposite of each one of those people?
You have to do the opposite of the group of signature headwear. We're looking
opposite of each of the individuals, and then we find the commonality, right?
No,
you're doing the opposite of
Mount
Rushmore.
So instead of people famous for their headgear, we pick people who have no one knows what headgear they wore. So instead of picking the opposite of the individuals,
it's the opposite of the theme.
Right?
I get
the theme is opposite.
Yes, opposite of the theme. Opposite of the theme.
The big four of...
People who...
Not known for their headwear?
Not at all known for their headgear.
Yes.
Paul...
That narrows it down, I gotta tell you.
Who's that?
The English policeman.
You know, it could also... Because it was... Mount Rushmore was our signature headwear. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So Slowmore Valley is going to be the opposite of signature headwear. Maybe it could just be the most boring in general.
All right. Paul Schaefer from
Paul Schaefer,
from Letterman, right, yeah, Grant?
That or, guy's famously not no headwear.
Cue ball.
You wouldn't recognize him with a hat on.
Headwear.
He's always got the bald.
All right. We got Paul Schaefer. We got Porky Pig.
Porky Pig. Hatless.
Not having a hat.
Famously hatless.
Grant, what you got? Famously hatless person. They better not have a hat or any type of hat.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult to come up with.
Don't say Pharaoh.
A famously...
I know you're... Don't say Pharaoh.
From Family Guy.
I was going through the list of Pharaohs, and I'm like, well, hat. Oh,
what about Napoleon, but just in that one painting?
Napoleon when he takes his hat off.
Yes, there it is.
Napoleon when he takes his hat off.
Paul Schaefer... Porky Pig, Stewie from Family Guy, and Napoleon when he takes his hat off. Famous.
Okay.
The big four of no hats.
The big four. All right. Four. We have done the computer's bidding and done Mount Rushmore reverse to Slowmore Valley. I am now going to roll. All right. I have rolled. Napoleon with his hat off is going to continue on to the next round. Napoleon with his hat off is on the Mount Rushmore of what?
People who rarely ate ham.
Rarely.
really sweaty hair, like sweaty looking hair.
Sweaty hair.
Because
Giuliani's
sweaty
in that
hair.
List.
I like sweaty hair.
Sweaty hair. the chick from The Ring.
Yep.
Bear.
I like that.
Mark Spitz's mustache.
Giuliani?
Famous swimmer.
Because he's always spitting, and you know, it's wet.
Well, he's a famous swimmer, and so, you know.
Yeah, I know. I went with Mark Spitz, you know, the Spitz.
The guy in, the computer programmer in Jurassic Park as he's leaving the park. He's all gross and wet and sweaty.
Newman, Wayne Knight?
Newman. But
whatever he's called. Yeah, Wayne Knight.
Nedry.
Newman. No, Newman, Grant.
Newman.
Oh, sorry. It's Wayne Newman. Famous Vegas entertainer. Wayne Newman.
Okay, can we do Tina Turner's butt crack, or did we already have four?
What do we have so far? I've written down Napoleon with his hat off, the girl from the ring.
Newman.
From Jurassic Park.
And Mark Spitz's mustache.
Mark Spitz's mustache.
Duh.
Okay. Now, this is going to be funny because we just came off the hats one. The giant computer is saying, it has given me the task, hats! Exclamation. Had the correct hat to everyone in your current Mount Rushmore. I'm going to put Napoleon's hat on him.
Swim cap for Mark Spitz.
Mark Spitz.
And Newman.
Newman, okay. I feel like Newman would wear a fez. Just picture that in your head. Newman with a fez on. Doesn't that seem like that fits him as a character?
Like comfy and I'm at home. I can see it.
Sort of a fat party dude, but like quirky kind of guy.
Well, what about the girl from The Ring?
A television. Just like a broken television where it's like around her shoulders. Your head is inside the television.
I hope we roll a two. So that we can get the girl from The Ring with a broken TV around her head as a hat.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's a mouthful. So
it's the proper headwear. That's how they're wearing it in Japan these days.
We have rolled up a three, so we have Newman from Jurassic Park wearing a fez.
Mm.
The famous fez scene. I haven't even seen the rest of the movie. I've only seen the fez scene.
So,
okay. Famous people in movie with fezes. I think in one of the Indiana Joneses, there's... Right?
Sala from Indiana Jones.
Sala. I like it.
Surely somebody in Casablanca was wearing a fez.
Probably a random Frenchman in Casablanca.
Yep, let's go with random Frenchman.
Sala, a Frenchman. You guys can't
a
name
random
any.
Frenchman.
We're not picking a character from Casablanca.
I don't remember the name of the French characters, but it doesn't matter. Any random Frenchman at Rick's.
A Frenchman from Rick's.
Let's just say Rick. I think Rick was wearing one time.
You better be
damn
sure of that.
Humphrey Bogart, and I don't believe so.
You don't want the Omnibudsman to come down on us, Matt.
Yeah.
Oh, he was Rick? Oh, sorry.
Sala.
There's got to be a movie with some Shriners or something, right? Or I'm thinking Blues Brothers. Surely.
A Shriner from the Blues Brothers, surely.
Aladdin wears one. In the Disney's Aladdin, he is wearing.
Yeah.
There it is.
I think we got that. Aladdin. Not bad. I like this. All right. I am adding this to the list. And the computer is telling me that it would like me to instigate the operation War Room. Gentlemen, there's a foreign ambassador here. So no one say why, but everyone agree on which one is getting removed and what the new theme is without saying it out loud. You guys have to replace one of your people. And then everyone has to, without saying it, talk about what the new topic is, and I will judge how close we get to it.
So we should talk about it without saying it.
Yeah, you can't say, let's get rid of Sala and put Indiana Jones in there because it's people with whips. Like, you can't come right out and say it. I think, honestly, I am going to get rid of... I'm going to get rid of a Frenchman from Rick's. And I'm going to put in a Shriner from Rick's. In a Fez. So you have Sala, a Shriner from Rick's, Newman in a Fez, and Aladdin.
And we now have to get rid of one?
And you guys clearly know what this group is. You guys, I shouldn't have to come right out and say it.
Well, these would all be people portrayed by white people. Right? I mean, I assume the person who did Aladdin's voice in the cartoon is white. I'm just assuming that. Am I wrong?
Come on.
Was it Robin Williams?
Sala is an Englishman or British person of some sort.
Shriners are white
The Frenchman
people.
From Rick's would have certainly, or a Shriner from Rick's, obviously, in the big Shriner scene at the end, where they're on the tarmac and the Shriners are taken off into the mist.
Right.
Well, what Rick's, he means Rick's All White Chicken Shack. That's what he's talking about. It's a restaurant. It's a racist as hell restaurant in Mississippi.
It's a meet and three in Mississippi.
All right, so meet and three. I get what you guys are saying. It's characters played by white people. We're talking about Mississippi, so secretly racist characters.
Something like that.
No, I got it. So we have rolled a four. So secretly racist Aladdin and a Fez. Is moving on. So we have to determine what secretly or like hidden racist Aladdin is on the Mount Rushmore of.
I mean, vests? I mean, he's got... Okay. We got Aladdin from Aladdin.
Right.
We can do famous, like, poofy pants or something. We got MC Hammer right there.
Oh, yeah. He's secretly racist.
But I thought we had to do subtly... Oh, we're not doing four subtly racist things?
Just the fact that he is subtly racist, everyone can be in the background. It doesn't need to be a load-bearing thing. We have Aladdin in a Fez, who is secretly a supremacist.
I thought that we just had an Aladdin in a Mount Rushmore, and we had to put him
fine.
On a new one.
No, I was...
Isn't that what we were doing?
Yeah, we were just carrying over all the
subtly
nonsense
racist
that,
Aladdin, but...
Right.
Yeah, but either way, subtly racist Aladdin is wearing the poofy pants.
You better believe it. I think that's why he fits with MC Hammer.
Poofy pants.
Yeah, no, I think you guys are on a roll.
MC Hammer, did Sinbad ever wear poofy pants? Or
you
did
better he... believe it.
And he had a big curved sword. Surely.
You know what? I think it's both.
We're both
Sinbad's.
Thinking of the '90s comedian Sinbad, right?
No, I think it's Sinbad, MC Hammer, and Aladdin.
It's both. Yeah,
right. And both Sinbads. Yes. One of the poofy pants was Windbreaker, but I mean, they're poofy regardless.
So. I've entered Sinbad, MC Hammer, and Aladdin into the computer, and I have been flashed with a flashing. I've been met with a flashing sign that says "Final Round." Okay, we are going to this final round. The computer has given me the prompt. Are you a bad enough dude?
Historically, yes.
I am going to make my own choice for the computer. You guys are going to tell me the correct answer of which. Of the members of Sinbad, MC Hammer, and Aladdin, which of them kidnapped which other one, and which two remaining are bad enough dudes to save them? One of them kidnaps another, and the remaining two need to be bad enough dudes.
I think you'd want to see the buddy movie of Sinbad and Sinbad. You know, go and save
as
whoever
the bad
it is.
Dudes.
I would think.
Yeah.
I was going to
say,
I mean,
Sinbad
I'm
comedian
to...
is obviously on our bad dude list.
Yeah, like, you're going to want him cracking wise.
That's true.
Exactly. MC Hammer probably kidnapped Aladdin, right? And then you get your Sinbad buddy cop.
Because he's like, wasn't he
MC
like
Hammer?
He was the rich guy from that movie, right? Now it turns out he was a poor kid. Ah, shit. Well, kidnap him anyway.
See, MC Hammer, that's the thing. He's exactly. broke. He needs the money. He thinks he's going to get a ransom for Aladdin. Little does he know the hijinks of Sinbad and Sinbad.
Mm-hmm.
About to take him down.
Where's this diamond in the rough you keep hearing so much about? All right, so you're proposing that this group who is a bad enough dude to Aladdin, no, MC Hammer is kidnapping Aladdin.
Fact.
And Sinbad are bad enough dudes to get him back.
Yes.
All right. I am entering this into the computer. Oh my God, yes. Excellent. Guys, it let me reset my password. Thank you for this. I really It's been ages since I've been able to check my email. Oh my god. Little cousin Jeff died. I'm just reading through
Sorry,
all this
Corey,
now.
I thought someone else told you. I didn't really think it was important
we probably
enough
said
to
it
tell
here,
you.
But
I thought someone else was going to do it.
I bet we said it on the podcast, but I don't listen. Well, I appreciate that, guys. That's like I said, it's a bit of a slog to go through, but you know, 7-factor authentication is the only way that we can keep our things safe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, little Captain Travis, let us know what your
little cousin,
favorites...
little Travis, Captain, little cousin, baby Travis.
That is a safe password version of oh wow.
Anyway.
Little Captain Travis, let us know what Sinbad movie is your favorite. The one where he's in the desert fighting the 40 thieves, or the one where he is a kindergarten teacher, fish out of water. Wait, is that? No, that's Arnold Schwarzenegger. The 90s movies.
You're thinking of Jingle All the Way, Turbo Man. He was like a mailman or something.
All the way. Let us know. Email us at freelegaladvicepodcast@gmail.com.
All right, listeners. This episode's Brother of the Week is... Corey!
Wow.
I knew I had it in me.
Right. Breaks Matt's streak.
All right, listeners, you all know that Corey gets country ham, potatoes, and beans, but if you want to know if he gets sweet tea or Nilla pudding, you're going to have to head on over to Instagram and check us out. We are at Free Legal Advice Podcast.
And like Granoy says, head on over to Threads. This week's content is going to blow your mind. We've got the most seaworthy mountains you've ever seen. We're talking 50 footers. We're talking 90 footers.
That bitch
all
will float.
Gloriously floating in the ocean.
94 this is footers. All gonna be,
well, let's not get carried away. Come on.
I'm promising it, man. By the time this episode comes out, we'll have figured it out, okay?
You can find it all on Threads. We're at Free Legal Advice Podcast.
Yeah, and if you like the show, steal it. Just the entirety of it. You do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Relieve us from this burden.
that's what's really happening. We're waiting for someone to release this. It's like a...
Shh, man, you're queer.
Please release us from... Oh, yeah, sorry.
Lazy bastards.
Heard the gypsy curse of Bella.
Exactly.
Classic. A classic bit. Episode 224. Now, I did have friends when I was a kid who were farmers.
At least one of them played guitar, right?
Yeah.
Phil H?
Oh, I wasn't even thinking of them. They're not farmers.
Oh, what do they have a whole tomato canning empire?
They're factory people, but...
Yeah, that's an industrial tycoon family. That
Ben's think they've cornered two markets, farming and canning the product of farming.
They've never set foot on a tomato farm in their life.
Ben, this is a distinction that needs to be set out for the expectations of members of Lil Cap and Travis who want to join farming. You make this stuff, and you mysteriously give a bunch of it to somewhere.
It just goes away.
That is true.
And money happens.
Yeah, maybe the tomato canning is the only way I've ever seen out of that, but you grow a field of soybeans. What the fuck happens to the soybeans? No one knows. Literally no one knows.
You ship it as far away as possible.
There's some sort of grain elevator involved. Yeah. Where's it lifting it to? Where does it
lifts
take
it up and then money?
It's in God's hands now.
Yes.
So that's a great point.
More soybeans, Jacob. More soybeans, Abraham.
And maybe a porno book if you're at the store.
I've seen inside your truck cab, the one with GPS.
Turn internet over.